Chan, chan, la chan, starting the podcast. Our lakes are contaminated and our peoples are corrupted. Women looking like men looking like women, men with holes in their ears. Every time I go out in the street, my kilometer. That sounds like kilometer of walking length, but kilometer is my kill urge machine that measures my urge to kill people. People that stretch their ears so disgusting. Like, if you are going to make a big hole in your ears, isn't it better that you, I don't know, you make a hole in your stomach or your foot? I know it's not the same because the earlobe is more elastic and all that, but so no one else has to see it but you. A part of it's thinking like feet. It stinks like feet. Like, well, fuck, man. If that happened to my grandpa, he would be like, shit, someone just blew my ear out. Who the heck did shoot me? And these kids go damaging their bodies on purpose. Like, what the fuck, man? What is that drugs you take? Women that use skirts as spells, like. When I was a kid, there was something called shame, and if you wear something too, you wore something too short. You tried to cover yourself, and you felt ashamed, or you felt naked. Like if you wear something too short, you feel naked. If you are a normal person, if you are a slut, then you just go straight ahead and walk in the streets. Like, seriously, man. Panties are not skirts. Belts and panties are not pants. Belts are not skirts. Bikinis are not shorts. Like, put some damn clothes on. Like, if you were my daughter, your head would be spinning so fast, you wouldn't know what your DNA is. Like, god damn it, have some respect. That's why the world is going to hell. Women having sex with the dogs, with their horses, men wearing skinny jeans like women wearing clothes that is for men. Like, what the heck, dude? The world is going to hell, and everyone is like, let these people do what they want, bro. It's their life, bro. Yeah, that's why the world is going to hell, bro. Because you and your hippie friends want everyone to do what they please and go piss and smoke weed and shit, and that's not what life is all about. Because life is about studying and getting a career so you can get a job and you can get money, and then when you get money, you can do what you want. You can go skydiving, or you can go to a chic restaurant, or you can buy what you want because you will have the money, so you will have the power. You wasn't given life, so you can go around walking just with your socks like you are asking for someone to stick a dick in your mouth. You wasn't given life to get these massive holes in your ears and walk around like Dumbo. If you were born for that, your mama would have called you Dumbo. Did she call you Dumbo? No, I don't think so. It's like nobody anymore cares about getting a career, about getting good grades. Everyone is just like, ah, I don't care, man. I just wanna be happy. But you are not going to be happy because when you grow up, you're going to be struggling, man, you know? Because you're not going to have a job, you're not going to have good money, and then you'll be like, man, this life sucks, I don't have money. But it will be your fault. It will be just your fault. And then you'll be like, man, but I just wanted to be happy and enjoy my life. Well, you're not enjoying yourself now, right? Because you don't have any money. Because you don't have nothing to put on your curriculum. Because you don't have a proper job. Because you don't have a penny. And then you'll be regretting that you just took your life like YOLO, man. You know what I'm saying? You cannot just go like, oh, let the people do what they want, because that's why everyone's going crazy, and this world is going crazy, and everyone is going crazy. That's because everyone is doing what they want, and they're not following the rules anymore. They're not playing by the rules, and then they'll be complaining later. You'll see later they'll come back crying. Oh, because things like that, when you got two massive holes in there in your ears, even that they won't discriminate aloud, but even that they won't say it, there are over 60% of employers that they won't want you there because you got two massive holes in their ears. That's going to scare the shit out of the clients. Like the first time I went to get my earrings done, just my normal earrings in my ears, I went to the place where they do the piercings, and this guy, it was the first time ever that I seen a dilatation in their ear, because where I was living, that wasn't the fashion. The people wasn't that crazy like here. This guy, he had his dilatation, and he had it off. He didn't have it on that day, and I thought he lost control with the machine, and he just fucked up his ear. And I was thinking, bloody hell, I hope he doesn't do that to my ear. And then later, years later, when I came here, I found out what it was. I think, why the fuck would you do that to yourself? Why the fuck would you do that to your ear? Like, what the fuck? Many people have deformations that they don't wanna have, and you just like deformating yourself. Why would anyone make themselves into a freak? Like, now it's not being a freak because it's become the fashion, like one of these blind fashions that no matter how bad it looks, but people still follow it. It's just so ridiculous. Like, many people, they wish they had normal face, a normal ears, a normal body, and there are the normal people making themselves into freaks. Then they'll complain that some places just throw their curriculum in the bin. No wonder if you had a restaurant. It's not normal that the clients will come and have to see this guy with these two massive holes. Like, people are going to think, bloody hell, this restaurant is not hygienic to have this guy with his shit in his ears. That stink, it doesn't matter how much you wash it stinks. Like, what the fuck? What's happening to the world? Comment what you put, what you think in the comments, bro.